back from recess, and we're talking about a storage solution for the county that's been presented by Mark Riss. And if I'm not mistaken, after talking with staff, we're going to schedule this for next Thursday. She's going to contact Commission Council. We'll put that paperwork in place, and then we'll move forward.
Sounds good.
Okay.
See you then.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Mark, if Nikki's still out there, will you send her back in? And Shanna, if you can hear this, will you send Nikki back down?
Please.
Signing of the flood buyout demolition services contract. Mr. Ashley. Gosh, it's been a long time.
Did you contact the when the individual the bid was awarded to about tonight's meeting?
I did. I didn't know if we wanted him there or not.
Yeah, we'll talk about it later.
Okay.
Might be good so he can hear their concerns and offer any solutions he might have before.
He had indicated that he's available if we want him to be there.
Use the elevator, didn't you?
No.
Oh.
Use the elevator.
Yeah, me neither.
Mr. Ashley, you can go ahead and begin.
I think I said that with an
sarcasm. Okay.
I'm just signing an agreement or two.
Well, as you know, the commission did select a flood buyout demolition contractor on Monday, and at this point, we're presenting a contract that has been put together by the Commission's Council, and that contract will include the request for bid and also the actual bid that we received as well. And really both of those documents, the request for bid and then the actual bid that was received, have a number of specifications in them.
Bob, remind me, on Monday we just moved this to today, correct?
Well, on Monday the contractor was selected, right. And then today's really just concerning the approval of the contract. The contract itself is really just the three pages, but it incorporates both the request for bid and the actual bid that was received.
And my apology, I know that you have mentioned this in your pre-work, but I was working, as I said, on these other documents. This has been reviewed by our Commission Council, correct?
Yes, yes.
So again, Brandon, this is a follow-up, and this will be approval of this agreement. We have awarded the contract. We haven't
signed it because we were waiting on
it for signature, right?
Exactly.
Move to approve the contract for demolition, land clearance, and land restoration for the flood buyout.
Second, motions made and seconded to approve the contract for demolition, land clearance, and land restoration for the flood buyout.
Flood
buyout. By and between Dane County and Beard Excavating. Discussion. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed nay. Motion carries. Bob, once all of this is completed, what's the next step? Or is there a next step?
Well, at some point, once the properties have been, once the homes have been demolished and the properties have been reestablished, at some point there'll have to be some discussion, I guess, of how the properties are utilized. As far as each grant proposal itself, my understanding is there's a closeout of each grant. I've spoken to SEMA recently, and I guess literally SEMA pays us a visit. I believe CDBG does the same thing, and they audit both our files and then also visit the sites to confirm that everything has been torn down and meets all of the requirements.
We need to have a follow-up meeting, I think, between you and the commission to discuss the future of those properties, liability that the county may have because of the ownership of those properties.
Yeah.
Whether or not people will be permitted on those properties. I saw the sheriff when he said in earlier, and I thought if we were to create a firing range down on those properties, we'd have to worry about trespassing.
That was a joke.
Yes, that was a joke.
Please make sure that the citizens down there know that that was a joke.
And if you don't, call Brent.
Yeah, trust me.
Well, I think that...
Seriously?
We have concluded our business, Mr. Atchley. The agreements are signed.
Well, thank
I'll get
you.
Those to
thank
you,
you
ASAP.
So much.
Thank you, sir. What a long process this has been.
It is. We're nearing the end. We really are.
Aren't finally. You glad this was your first major undertaking when you came to work here?
We've almost made it.
Thank you, sir.
Thank you so much.
Are you bringing pizza tonight? Or?
Sheriff, if you and Mr. Erickson would join us. Next item of business is a bid recommendation for prisoner transport vehicle.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Thank you, gentlemen. This is a in reference to bid number 201407-272 for prisoner transport vehicle as requested by the sheriff. This bid went out on July the 23rd. And I specifically sent it as direct bid invitations to about 20 different entities and vendors that I was able to identify as potential suppliers of this need. Subsequent to the bid closing, we received only two packages, and we opened those packages as indicated on Tuesday last, day before yesterday, and the sheriff has taken possession of those responses for complete and thorough review, and he's prepared now to make his recommendation for award.
Our two vendors that bid on this, only one of them had an exception on our list, and that was basically just on the wheelbase. So they was very comparable on the bids that they made. The two bids we received, Masters Transportation out of Ozark, Missouri, they bid $56,000. And we also had Central States Bus Sales from Fenton, Missouri, and their bid was $76,500. Our recommendation is to go with Masters' bid out of Ozark for $56,000.
And the other company was Central, what was it?
Central States Bus Sales.
Thank you.
from Fenton, Missouri.
And you said the only difference was the wheelbase?
Yeah, the wheelbase was the only exception they made on.
And then what, I'm trying to remember what you said last time or two times ago that we met. What fund is this coming out of? Didn't you say
out of the inmate security
fund. Inmate security fund.
So basically the prisoners are paying for this from the commissary.
That's awful nice, though.
From the commissary monies that we've collected.
You can take them to like a scenic view? And
There will be a scenic ride for some of them.
Down by the new firing range.
Again, that was a joke. Move to award bid number 201407-272 to Masters Transportation of Ozark, Missouri for $56,000, as recommended by the sheriff.
Second, motions made and seconded to award the bid to, or bid number 201407-272 to Masters Transportation out of Ozark, Missouri, as recommended by the sheriff. Discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed nay. Motion carries.
Gentlemen, this is also going to leave that the old van that we've got. It's a 2001 Ford. It's got about 200,000 miles on it. We can pull that sale out of there. I know in the past some of the commissioners wanted to use it to take people around to show people. We still have the seats available for that came out of it.
I'd put it on Purple Wave, and
we can either sell it, or if you guys want to keep it around here to haul people around on some of these different projects and
what
stuff.
What kind of shape is it in?
For around here, it's fine.
Pretty good.
Yeah.
Let's look at it.
That's what we can look at.
It's a 15 passenger.
When you say haul people around, I guess I'm.
Huh?
When you say haul people around.
Well, on some of these sewer projects and stuff, I know you'd called me in the past to see if they could borrow it to haul. Had several people wanting to go around and look at them and put people in there. Might be something that'd be handy just to have around as a 15 passenger van. Of course, with the prisoner cell in there, wouldn't want to, but we can pull that out.
We could have them convert that back and put the seats back in and have one of our crews do that?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah, we can have that done out here at the shop. So it might be something to be beneficial to us, more beneficial than selling it for $1,500 or something.
Okay. Appreciate it.
Okay.
Thank you, sir.
Thank you, sir.
Thank you.
Elevator maintenance agreement. Renee?
Okay, I'll call him.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Morning.
We, on May 25th, approved an agreement by and between ThyssenKrupp Elevator Corporation and Taney County for elevator maintenance service. And Brandon, you have a question about that.
What did you say?
I think it was the 20th, but I signed it on the 25th.
I've been told two different things, so I kind of want to reread it real quick. I was told that the contract this is non-cancelable. Unless timely notice, the contract is given at least 60 days before expiration. But that's only if it'll automatically renew. So I don't think that we can cancel
it. It's an agreement for 5 years. It locks in the amount that they have.
Right. $606.50.
Right.
Except, I do need to tell you this. In the contract, there's an annual price adjustment, and we could end up paying 3%. There is a 3% cap on that, and that's if the elevator thing is based upon the elevator maintenance people, our union, and if they get a big raise or something like that, well, it's in part of.
Then they could, in fact,
yeah, but no more than 3%.
Increase by 3%.
Yeah, yeah, and that would be $210 a year, around.
But I know through the years that we've talked to a lot of different, well, not a lot, but
some different companies.
If
I'm not mistaken, this is by far and away the best deal, the best company that we can get.
Yes. It would help, you know, if we did a, and I do actually have a year contract here, but if we did a year contract, the next year it might be, it'll be more.
Right.
You know, so I think in the long run this would be the best.
Well, I was led to believe, I understood it as, that we could get out of it at any time with a written notice. We can.
And that's correct. I agree.
Now, if we had a...
So I just want to make sure we're all on the same page as the
actually,
commission.
I think that I made that comment myself, and I don't know if Renee's substantiated that or not, but I'm the one that made that comment. But in reading that day, that's not what it says.
Right. And
so that's my... I want to make sure that we were on the same page that... And if it's going to save us money in the long run, we need it anyways, it locks their prices in, that's fine. But I just want to make sure the commission, all three of us understood that it is a 5-year contract and there's no getting out of it.
I do have to say this. I met with her yesterday morning, and she did tell me that, you know, if for some reason, you know, something bad happened, and say someone got stuck in the elevator and I called them and nobody came, that's obviously a good reason to get out of it.
Yeah, salespeople can tell you what you want
to hear. That, you know, I don't want you to think that for no good reason that we couldn't. Because, I mean, you know, if it was something bad, yes, we could.
Any other questions?
Yeah, that was my only concern, was I just want to make sure we were all on the same page and knew that it was... in fact, a contract that did not have the ability to get out of with a written notice.
And I appreciate that, and we need to know that. And again, the comment that was made that was not correct came from me. I did, however, upon reading it, discover that was not the case. And... we do need to have that right for the record. But we do have a signed agreement, and we're ready to move forward.
Okay.
Is that right, Brandon? We're okay. So we're all set. Thank you.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you,
Mr. Erickson. We have previous meeting minutes from regular session and executive session minutes.
Move to approve regular meeting minutes dated August 7th, August 11th, August 14th, and August 18th, and executive session minutes dated July 17th, August 18th A, and August 18th B. You might note that we left out August 12th. That would questions as to if it wasn't our meeting. We just attended it, so I don't know if that needs to be noted for the record or not.
And that was a motion, correct?
Move to, yes.
And I will second that motion. The motion was to approve regular session minutes dated August 7th, 11th, 14th, and 18th, and executive session minutes dated July 17th, August 18th A, and August 18th B. Discussion?
With corrections, please.
With corrections, thank you. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed, nay. Motion carries. I believe, unless I'm missing something, that is the last of our business this morning.
Yep.
We will not have a meeting as it is a holiday next Monday. We have moved the weekly business to next Thursday, just a note for the public that's listening. Is there a motion to adjourn?
Move to adjourn.
And
I second that motion. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed nay. Motion carries.